Welcome to Game Preview. The Falcons return home to Mercedes-Benz Stadium, this time to take on the red-hot Minnesota Vikings, a game with intriguing matchups all over the place, and one of the ones that people are talking about most is the matchup between Julio Jones and Vikings cornerback Xavier Rhodes, two dominant players at their positions right now. How do you think this matchup will affect the rest of Atlanta's offense, and how do you think Xavier Rhodes and the Minnesota Vikings defense will play Julio? I mean, kind of went off last week.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure watching that tape, probably wasn't the funnest thing for anybody to watch. But Xavier Rhodes is an extremely good competitor. He's a huge corner at 6'2", 210, 215 pounds. He's a physical guy. Yes, he's going to draw Julio Jones. There's no question about it. How much he draws Julio will have to kind of dictate how well he does early in the game. But I think on third down, you're going to see Xavier Rhodes, number 29. He's going to shadow number 11, Julio Jones. And so it's going to be physical at the line of scrimmage. He wants the jam. He likes to use his hands. He's strong. But if he plays off, he's in trouble. He realizes that. He's going to come up play tight. If he loses at the line of scrimmage in the jam, Julio's got a chance for big plays over the top. So Xavier Rhodes is going to be in a bit of a bind. How much does he play up? How much does he play back? It'll be interesting to see how they dictate that. And I think that will determine how they play defense throughout the game, how it works out in the first quarter for them.
Yeah, I asked Coach Quinn about this matchup in particular today in his press conference, and you could just see the smile that came from his face because he's just excited for these matchups. And this one in particular, he said it's both two players that are playing really well at their position right now, and it's just one of those where it's going to be really fun to watch, I think.
I think they have so much respect for how Minnesota plays defense and Mike Zimmer's defense in particular. And this particular matchup is one that if you're a fan of football, you can't wait for Xavier Rhodes matched up on Julio Jones.
Now, switching to the other side of the ball, we just talked about how good Minnesota's defense has been, but they've also been good on offense. And kind of by surprise, you could say, because they lose their top running back at the beginning of the year. Dalvin Cook goes out. Case Keenum enters through their quarterback shuffle, and you didn't really know what you were going to get. You knew they had some good receivers, but they're getting it done on offense, and they're explosive on every area. What do you expect to see from this offense on Sunday?
Well, I think Case Keenum is the key, really. He's completed 70% of his passes over the last three games. They've won seven straight. He's doing a great job of getting the ball to a number of different weapons. Their run game is not one that just pounds you in the face, but they get enough out of the run game to facilitate the offense with the passing game. Latavius Murray is a big back that can come downhill. I think you get if his feet stop, he's not as effective, but if he can get rolling downhill, he's tough. Jerick McKinnon's an outstanding back out of the backfield, and they've run him a number of times on first and second down as well, subbing him in for Latavius Murray. But it's an outstanding core of receivers and tight ends. He's done a good job of finding where the soft spots in the zone, soft spots in the defense. He gets the ball out quickly, and he's a better runner than you give him credit for. He had a zone read run for a touchdown last weekend, or actually on Thanksgiving Day against the Lions, so he will pull it down and take off as well. I think the biggest thing about Case Keenum is he's playing with a tremendous amount of confidence because guys have made plays around him, and I think that's permeated the entire offense. They're playing at a high level.
And he's also not being hit. Minnesota's offensive line has been playing really well. They've allowed the least amount of sacks this year. What matchup do you like the most between Atlanta's defense and this Minnesota offense?
I think that it's an offensive line that I think it gets a lot of credit, and they should. I think our front four can get after their offensive line. They're a broken line offensive line when they run the ball, meaning they like to pull backside guard, backside tackle, and it's a slow developing type run game. With the way we penetrate up front with Jarrett and Poe and those guys penetrating, I think you could blow the run game up and get them in some second and third and long situations, and that's not where they want to be.
It's going to be December football on Sunday, so you know we have to talk about the overall playoff picture for this Falcons team. If they're able to win this game against the Minnesota Vikings, this is the last time they're going to face a team outside of the NFC South. What does this do in terms of the overall playoff picture?
Well, I think the key is to win your games at home. We've talked about winning at home. I think you'll be fine. Obviously, this game in Mercedes-Benz Stadium, so you need to take care of business. But when you start looking at the hierarchy and where guys or teams are going to stack up at the end, Minnesota looks like they're going to win their division. Atlanta, if you can take care of business, you're going to be in position to win your division. If you beat Minnesota, now all of a sudden you're one rung higher. Maybe it's a two seed. Maybe it's a one seed. Who knows how it finishes up over the last few weeks of the season. But you'll have that in your pocket if you can beat Minnesota in this game. So it has kind of that playoff feel to it, no question.
And I just love the direction of where this team is headed. They've stacked some good wins over the past couple of weeks. last week against an important NFC South team, Tampa Bay Buccaneers. If you're able to take care of business against Minnesota Vikings, another really good team, you head into the rest of your division games feeling really confident about yourself. All right, that's it for us on Game Preview. We'll see you on Sunday.